Parents, how much time does your family spend on YouTube every week? Do you struggle with how to make this app a better experience for your family? You're not alone. I'm Beth from the Smart Social team, and today I'm going to give you an overview of YouTube, the dangers that are out there, and some of our tips on how to make this a safer app for your family. So what is YouTube? YouTube is a free video sharing website that makes it easy to watch and share videos online. YouTube promotes paid and sponsored videos. Google owns YouTube, which is important to know because some of the apps and settings come from Google. How popular is YouTube? YouTube has 2.3 billion users worldwide as of early 2021. It's ranked as the second most popular social network, and users upload 500 hours of video every single minute. Over a billion people listen to music on YouTube Music every month. Where is YouTube available? YouTube apps are available on Apple and Google Play stores. They're free to download and free to create Google accounts. Viewers can watch through web browsers at youtube.com and youtubekids.com with or without accounts. YouTube Premium and YouTube TV are subscriptions that are paid on a monthly basis. There are five primary apps to use the various YouTube features. The apps are YouTube, YouTube Music, YouTube Kids, YouTube Studio, and YouTube TV. We want you to know some of the dangers that are out there. Here are five headlines of YouTube in the news. Number five, parental controls can only protect your students so much. From the Post in Athens, Ohio, their headline read, "Why Parental Controls Won't Protect Your Child Online." They wrote, "Pedophiles can easily single a child out on message boards and privately DM them. Your children may know not to post nude videos of themselves, but what about them twerking while repeating that they're only 14 years old?" Number four, some YouTubers press limits to create more extreme videos. From Oil City News in Casper, Wyoming, their headline said, "YouTubers who faced charges in Yellowstone died in Canadian waterfall accident." The article said the YouTubers worked on a YouTube channel called High on Life, which has over 500,000 YouTube subscribers. High on Life featured the team engaging in activities like hiking, parkour, cliff jumping, waterfall sliding, and kayaking all over the globe. Number three, research study finds that compulsive YouTube viewing leads to academic issues. From the scholarly journal Computers and Human Behavior, the research study's title said Compulsive YouTube Usage, a comparison of use, motivation, and personality effects. Highlights from the study showed an increased compulsive YouTube use results in lower academic motivation. Number two, YouTube recommendations create addiction. From Medium.com, their headline said, "How YouTube is Addictive, Recommendation Systems and Its Impacts." They wrote, "YouTube as a platform fulfills the requirements for addiction. The videos provide us with relevant information that stimulates a dopamine response. This process is constantly reinforced by consistently supplying us with more recommended videos." And number one, YouTube filters might seem safer, but content comes from many sources. From interestingengineering.com, their headline said, "Doctor reveals dangerous content in YouTube Kids videos." A mother reported a horrifying incident where a YouTube Kids video they were watching was abruptly interrupted by a man in sunglasses who gave instructions on how to harm themselves. The dangers are out there. So what can parents do to keep kids safer on YouTube? Explore and watch YouTube as a family to discover good channels and content to follow on a family account. Turn on the safety mode in the YouTube app or the screen time app or the screen time setting in the YouTube Kids app and turn off autoplay. Parents must closely monitor what students are watching and posting in YouTube, regardless of the filters or the settings on your accounts. Every user should contribute to reporting videos with inappropriate content. We recommend that you become a Smart Social, Very Informed Parent or VIP member at smartsocial.com/VIP to learn exactly how to save these settings for your family's YouTube account. Do you want to learn more about other apps like YouTube? Subscribe to the free smartsocial.com newsletter at smartsocial.com/newsletter. We send out app guides like this one and other important social media safety updates twice a week. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review wherever you watched or listened to this podcast. As always, thanks for listening and for helping keep your family and mine safer online.